comics have been scaring readers for years. Is there anyone brave enough to sit down with their creators? This is Discussions with Decapitated Dan.
On this special episode of Discussions with Decapitated Dan, Free Comic Book Day Audio, with Seamus Burke, Ryan Brown, Brian Crowley, Sparky Bobby King, and The Road Home from Free Comic Book Day. Discussions with Decapitated Dan is brought to you by Curious Goods and Comics.com. Don't be afraid to lose your head over all the savings. CuriousGoodsAndComics.com, where Decapitated Dan gets his books.
Alright, so now this time, we're at Evil Score Comics on Free Comic Book Day with Sean Patrick Burke. How are you?
Seamus Patrick
Burke.
No, don't restart it. Don't restart it.
Now I feel horrible.
For those of you listening, he had a problem with it a minute ago, and he just now got it working.
He didn't get it, so okay.
Testing, all 1, 2. Are we coming through this time?
So, I'm with Seamus Patrick Burke. What are you promoting today?
I'm here promoting the first print volume of my webcomic, Oh Goody. That's ogoody.net. The print is called, the volume is called Oh Goody Volume 1, Introduce Yourself. It's a compilation of everything I did on my website last year. It has every comic I did, and it has some material that's never been published before, from the conception of the series to comics that I just never found a place for when I was starting out.
So, what is Oh Goody?
It is an anarchist teen comedy about a high school garage band. They're kind of the punk rock version of the Archies, and they have little adventures together.
All right.
Their drummer is a panda, so take from that what you will.
Hey, you know what? And now I found you, surprisingly, through friends of mine, which would Eric Adams and Chuck.
That's
Moore.
Right. Yeah. I've known Eric for a while. He's been really good to me. Actually, I got to attend last fall. It was the Cincinnati Comic Expo, and he was kind enough to put me up for the weekend. Let me sleep on his couch and all that stuff.
Did you know him yet?
No, we had just met that night. We had hit it off. It was so magical. He made me breakfast. It was so sweet. So actually, that part of the story is true. He really did make me breakfast the next morning. That's how good of a host he is.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
We can't beat him.
That dapper bastard with his nice coats and his fedora.
That fancy ass.
Yeah, Mr. So Fancy Pants.
So, okay, let's go back to your book. Where did the idea come from?
I first thought of it when I was, 17, and it went through, a bunch of different versions when I was in high school and in college. I include the very first comic that I ever posted when I was 17, and I only include that one. I don't include any of the other ones because, frankly, they're crap. And just it's so interesting looking back and seeing what I thought was funny or what I thought was good art. Like, your kid, dude, this is awesome. I'm so cool. And then you 5 or 7 years later, you're like, oh, my God. What was I? I actually have a Limp Bizkit reference in there, and I thought it was funny. It's not funny. Don't joke about that stuff. I'm talking about Limp Bizkit like it's drugs. Don't joke about that, man.
Yes, Fred Durst will come get you these.
Fred Durst will come get you with his, his bald head and his paunch. I got out of college. I moved back to Chicago. I wasn't, kind of in that post-college malaise where you are just trying to figure out what you want to do with your life. And I just said, to heck with it. I upgraded the site with Comics Press, and I've just been updating ever since.
So, for sale, you have?
I have the volume. I have it right here. Yes.
Sales so far? I know we're just getting
started. I've sold all of one book. So since I've been here less than an hour, I consider that pretty awesome.
And you didn't have to pay for the tables.
I didn't even have to pay for the tables. Yeah, already I'm doing better than when I went to the Mocha Festival last month.
Oh, that's horrible to hear that.
No, Mocha was really cool. It's just I had never been to New York before. Like, I've only been doing this for Oh Goody for a year and a half, and so I'm not really well known yet. So just hopefully I want to go back. Just, so hopefully I'll do better there the next time now that people are slightly more familiar.
And you were at C2E2. How was that?
That was a blast. I absolutely loved that. I didn't have a table at the first C2E2. I didn't have anything to show, so it's probably better. But I was just there as a patron, and just it was a blast then, and it was even bigger this year. The second day, it easily, was when it was at its peak. And I think I think the attendance was in the quintuple digits or something like that. And I remember I was, you know, went down to the co-op down in McCormick Place just to get some coffee or whatever. And I was terrified to carry my coffee down there because so many people were around. I'm just like, watch out, no, don't spill hot coffee on the kid. That would be bad. No.
So where do you go from here?
I am wrapping up my current story this month. I've been doing it since the beginning of the year. It's kind of a follow-up to how the first volume ends. And then I've been trying to do daily updates, but that's been with mixed success because it's just so exhausting. This isn't my full-time job yet, so like I still have to work while I'm doing my comics. And so I might be cutting back on my updates, I'm not sure, but it'll still be updating. And I'm going to be producing some stuff for my new portfolio site, that's spburke.com, just like some stuff I think that's kind of fun and people would be interested in.
Sure, any other shows you're going to be at this year?
I'm going to be at Spring Con in Minneapolis 2 weeks from now. That's at the St. Paul State Fairgrounds. It's going to be May 21st and the 22nd. And then if you check out either of the websites, I have this one event that I just got invited to in June on the 15th or the 16th. I have to double check. But I'm going to be there with John Campbell, and that's going to be really cool.
Okay. Very cool. Chicago Comic Con? That's what we say around here.
I was there with last August with Jason Week of Billy the Dunce. By the way, his website's duncepress.com. You should go check it out. It's really good. And it was just I would have felt better about myself if I had been down at the docks pleasuring sailors for $5 a pop. It was just such a depressing show. And not to mention, like, I'm a born and bred Chicagoan, and that whole Rod Blagojevich thing just really rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm guessing you were there. Like, for those of you who weren't, every time Rod Blagojevich's name was announced on the speakers, just Rod Blagojevich is going to be signing autographs on the second floor. Everybody on the floor would just go boo, just big epic boo. I wish I had video of it. That was so hilarious.
So, I wish you good luck today.
Yeah, Rob Blagojevich should have been at the Lego table because his hair looks like that, you know, just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. Where can people find Oh Goody?
You can find Oh Goody at ogoody.net, and you can see all my other art at spburke.com.
Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you.
All right, I am here now, Free Comic Book Date with Ryan Brown. How are you, sir?
I'm doing awesome today. How are you?
Good. So, what do we have today?
Today I am selling issues 1 and 2 of God Hates Astronauts, plus God Hates Astronauts shot glasses and God Hates Astronauts posters.
Ah, this is just your typical fare.
Yeah, right?
At this point. Those shot glasses, you sell out yet? Did you have to reorder?
Yeah, well, to get a good price point, I bought a bunch. So I'm not sold out yet, but they actually sell better than the comic for some reason. Go figure.
Well, you know, most of the people know about God Hates Astronauts by now, but let's tell us again.
Okay. God Hates Astronauts is a book about a bunch of small-minded, selfish, crappy jerks with superpowers, and they are hired by NASA to stop all farmers from launching themselves in outer space in homemade rocket ships. But little of that actually happens, gets done. Their mission is not even really addressed very frequently because they're too busy with petty infighting, fighting bears, fighting owls, fighting old-timey boxers, fighting old-timey boxers that get killed and resurrected by magic bears, stuff like that. Yeah.
Bears. Can't beat a bear.
Yeah, man. Eventually this book is just going to be me drawing animals, and that's it. Like, every page I'm drawing. I just drew page 2 of issue 3 yesterday, and it features a new character named...
So, what's going on now with the book?
I've been writing issue 3, which is taking quite a while. I write and, like, draw at the same time, so basically my writing, because I'm not much of a writer, is basically I draw all the pages loosely and then write the dialogue in. So that's taken a while, and I have plans for launching a new webcomic, which is going to be called Blast Furnace, and will update every day of the week for an entire year, starting on my 30th birthday. That's
all right.
The new plan. I don't have too much in terms of what the URL is going to be, but... It's going to be fast, crazy drawing, page a day, and black and white, and awesome, and make it up as I go along kind of
stuff. Now, I have to point this out, because there's a lady outside, looks like she's going to dress her bird up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope so. Well, that bird, it's kind of cool. Oh, she's putting the bird in a bag. She's put a bird in a bag.
But his head came out. So that's good.
Well, no, the bag's going into another bag.
Maybe we're prepping for a magic trick.
That bird was just double bagged. One double bagged a bird.
How's your free comic book day going so far?
Well, you know, I've been waiting 364 days for this day, and it's finally here. And it's, so far, it's a little bit of a disappointment.
Oh, no.
Because I was expecting this to be the best day of my life. It's a really good day, but it's not the best day of my life so far.
How do we make it better?
I don't. Do you have any money, or?
Do I have any money?
I don't know.
I came here with hopes and dreams.
Yeah. Today was the day where I got made, you know? Like, it's gonna be awesome. It could still happen, though. The day's young.
There you go. There you go. Here comes the bird.
All right. Ooh, this is gonna be fun. There's a bird in the start.
Anyways, now that I'm sidetracked completely,
yeah,
I don't remember what we're going to be. Oh, free comic book day. Other than Evil Squirrel, any plans for when you're down here?
I'm going to G-Mart for a little while, which is in Logan Square, and should be awesome. And then I'm going to go bother the people, my friends over at Challengers Comics and Conversation, because they treat me well, so well. So yeah, I'm going over there.
Say hi to my brother-in-law, Jimmy, will you?
Oh yeah, I will.
Yeah, so I guess let's wrap it up on that. Where can people find God Hates Astronauts?
You can find God Hates Astronauts at godhatesastronauts.com. And then I am doing a comic with B. Clay Moore called Monsterology, which will be coming out, I think, this coming Wednesday, exclusive to the iPad and downloadable PDF. And you can get that at, I think it's 4starstudios.com,
okay.
I think. Yeah, it's a digital-only comic, and it's got lots of monsters in it, and Clay wrote an awesome script, so it's going to be super fun.
Fantastic. Oh, any more shows for the rest of the year?
I'll be at Motor City Con next weekend, and then I'll be doing a con in Kankakee, Illinois, and I'm
coming down to my neck of the woods.
Yeah, right. And then I will be doing the Windy City Con. Maybe it's called. I don't know. Summit City Con.
Okay.
Chicago Con. I'm doing the Baltimore Con and New York City Con. That's this year.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
So, free comic book day, Brian Crowley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. What do you got here?
I've got my Hamster Rage bookmarks that I'm giving out to people to go check out hamsterrage.com and see the free number one issue that's up right now. And pretty soon, within the next month or so, I'm going to be relaunching the website. Revamping it, and then kind of get it starting the rest of, to put up more work up on.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So, what do you have here? What else? You said you have your bookmarks. What are you sketching?
I have my bookmarks. I'm doing mini paintings for people. I'm doing free mini paintings for free comic book day. And I've started to do some sketch card type work, so I'm starting to do that and branch out with that.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So what are you gonna draw for me?
I'll probably draw another decapitated head.
No, don't do that. You know, I have the world's largest Iceman collection.
I didn't know that. I'll do Iceman.
Sweet. Now I am the happiest guy here.
You should dress as Iceman with
No,
with
I'm not
fire
dressing. Shot. I'm not dressing up.
No.
I got an appearance to upkeep.
I actually did. I just recently did Iceman because I put together an X-Men card thing that had them all connected fighting a Sentinel.
Where can I see this?
You can see it on my DeviantArt page. Or you will be able to see it soon on my DeviantArt page.
So it's not up just yet. Right. When it goes up, you will tell me.
Yeah. Hamster Rage DeviantArt.
There we go.
So, yeah.
There we go. So you don't have any books with you.
I don't have any books with me. No.
But
I'm getting more printed. So.
Getting more printed.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So tell people about Hamster Rage.
Hamster Rage is about it's the world's weirdest webcomic is what I call it, and it's about the world's greatest superheroine, and her childhood pet hamster comes back and causes all kinds of problems for her. And that's the setup, and then more happens past that.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So fans, reacting to it? How's it going?
Yeah, it's got a lot of fans on Facebook. And
Kitty Zombie is about to walk in.
He's shy now.
It's going well. I've got a bunch of fans on Facebook. People can go on Facebook, and if they like the comic, they can go hit like and keep up to date with it on Facebook. Right now, it's around 500. I'd like to get to 1,000 by the end of the year. I've gotten some positive emails. I've gotten some good reviews of it. I've gotten the best thing that happened at C2E2 was I had a lot of people come over, pick up the book, flip through it, and start laughing when they were reading. Like, and that was the best because that was telling me that people it was connecting with an audience.
Oh, yeah.
So
very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So. Where can we buy copies online, or can we just read it online?
You can buy copies online off Indie Planet. You can also read it for free, but if you want a paper copy, you can do that. And I also have T-shirts up online that are through Zazzle. They all, if you go to the hamsterage.com and you click shop, you can find all that information.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So plans for Free Comic Book Day, what do you got going on?
Well, I'm here for just a little bit longer, then I'm going to be going to Comic Vault.
Okay.
Then after that, tomorrow I'm going to be at G-Mart doing some sketch paintings there.
But it's Mother's Day. What's Mother's Day?
Oh, I had overcommitted for today, so I have to.
So mom gets to go to G-Mart.
Well, my mom lives in Florida,
no,
so
she ain't coming.
She's not coming.
Yeah, very cool. So what do you got for the rest of the year? Where are you gonna be?
For the rest of the year, I'm not gonna be doing a whole lot of conventions. I might do Wizard World Chicago, and I might hit up some other local cons. I'm gonna do DanCon. I'll do DanCon 2012. I'm going to look at some other cons. I might do one of the cons in Indiana and do a couple of the cons that are around in the Midwest, but I'm not going to be doing a whole lot.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, good luck with Free Comic Book Day.
Thank you very much, sir.
Free Comic Book Day is basically to an end. I am standing in the alleyway behind Evil Squirrel with Sparky Bobby King, and we're going to talk about how the day went. How was the day for you?
This was the best Free Comic Book Day that I've hosted. It was very fun. It was very exciting. Everyone seemed to have a great time. We made a shitload of money. Can I swear on your podcast?
Yes.
That's wonderful because I really don't have a censor.
I can beep.
It was a great Free Comic Book Day, and I really want to thank Dan because Dan helped put this together for me.
He says that, but I did nothing.
You did a lot.
Nah, I didn't do nothing.
You shut up.
Okay, anyways, let's start off with, you know, expectations for the day before it started.
Expectations for the day before it started, I was slightly nervous because I always am before a big event because that's just common. Getting everything together. I just kind of stay open with it. I know it's going to be a big day, but I always hope plan for the worst at the same time over a realist.
Sure, sure. So, highlight of the day.
Kitty Zombie.
Kitty Zombie. Oh, who doesn't love some Kitty
Zombie?
Oh my
god, I love Kitty Zombie. He's awesome.
How can you hate Kitty? You know, what do you take from the day?
What do I take from the day? That I need to do a significantly more amount of signings, that I need to do more events, and just have a lot more fun with my work.
And he's got to get Decapitated Dan up into the city more.
I do. I mean, you live like hours away. What's up with that?
That's where I work, buddy.
That's true. That's true.
So, here's one for you. How did we meet? Not in person. How did we meet?
We met on Facebook, didn't we?
Yes, but it was because of a certain event.
Oh, because of my giveaway. I gave you a T-shirt.
For?
Free Comic Book Day last year, wasn't it?
Right.
Oh, sweet. Look at that. I didn't even think about that. That's
so
weird.
It comes full circle
it
in
does.
1 year.
Sweet. That's awesome.
How did the store do today?
Fantastic. We actually did. This is our best Free Comic Book Day. I wasn't kidding when I said that before. It's seriously, financially, it's our best Free Comic Book Day. Fun-wise, our best Free Comic Book Day. We did a great job today.
And that is nothing short of awesome because you posted a video saying help was needed.
I did. And people really responded to it. It was incredible. Incredible.
For the people who weren't here, let me say this. You started with, I'm going to say, how many long boxes would you say are in there? 30?
Of back issues?
Yeah.
Yeah,
He's counting, folks.
Like 32-ish.
Okay,
yeah,
let's say 32. Yeah. And I'm going to say, honestly, he's down to, if once he fills them back up again.
Probably like 20?
I would say 20.
Yeah.
He has honestly cleaned house. And he offers, he's the only person that offers this. It is the...
Comics by the pound. Back issues by the pound. Not comics. It's not the same thing. It's not. People get confused.
So, no, seriously, if you come to Evil Squirrel, you get comics by the pound. And you pay... Per pound. You
back issues.
Back issues. I'm sorry. Back issues by the pound. It's not 50 cents. It's however many you can get and how much it weighs at the end of the day.
Yep. It's a great deal.
So, tell me about Evil Squirrel. How long have you been here?
We have been in this location. This is our fifth year. We've been open for 6 years. We spent the first year in a smaller location that we grew out of automatically. And we've just been trying to add what we can to the art district of Rogers Park.
What did we offer today? Because, I mean, we offered a lot, folks. We had hot dogs.
We had hot dogs. We had great creators here. We had free comics. We had... Shit, we had a lot of stuff.
We had beer.
Yeah, we had beer. we had superheroes. We had everything you can think of. We had zombies. We had a really great lineup today.
I challenged, honestly, any shop in Chicago to beat this, and I highly doubt they did.
It was fantastic.
There couldn't have been a better free comic book.
No, game. It was still because of Dan, too.
He says that, but it's not true, folks.
Whatever.
So, free comic book day 2012?
It could happen. It could happen.
Evil Squirrel needs your help, folks.
Yeah, we do. I'll admit it. We're not doing great, but we're doing good.
And this is just the step forward in the right direction.
It is.
So, Sean, seriously, thank you for having us here today. All right, free comic book day is over, and I am in the car with Raph Nieves.
Hello.
Juan Gomez.
Hello.
And Amy Royer.
What's up?
And first question is, guys, you know, we spent the day at Evil Squirrel Comics, and I want an impression of what you guys thought it was like. How was it for you? Raph, go first.
Today was awesome. We had so many people who were braving some fairly inclement weather. We had rain, we had cold, neither of which we really, really expected. And yet the droves of people who showed up was so heartening to see. Not just because it was Free Comic Book Day, but also because there's an understanding that Evil Squirrel was having a little bit of trouble, and there was some concern about it closing. So there was so much love and outpouring of love and affection and fans that it was absolutely amazing for me.
What?
Oh, that's so nice. actually, this was my first free comic book day, and I had a great time. I never even heard of Evil Squirrel Comics, and it was a great setup, great store. I thought their spot is prime. And it was a good, I mean, we had people coming in and out. I was really surprised, really surprised. We had, you know, great, costumes going on there.
Next. Woo!
Yeah. It was a good time. Overall, it was great. The fact that I got rid of most of my stuff, if not all of it, two kids, which is awesome, is great. I can't say no more.
Is that it? You can't say that? You're done. Okay, Raph, it's you and me now.
You can't say no more.
I can't say no more.
Let's start off. Let's talk about Sparky, Bobby, and Brian, and Evil Squirrel just in general. Give people an idea on the store.
Evil Squirrel is not a very large store in size. It is a huge store in customer service,
yes,
and amenities and overall ambiance. Sparky Bobby and Brian were great. Oh, and who was the third guy? Chester? Ethan.
Chester.
I did. everybody who I don't know is Chester. And Ethan were fabulous. They were very, very helpful. When we walked in, the tables were laid out. Sparky Bobby actually did an incredible job of reorganizing the store to accommodate us. and that was wonderful. They had a plethora of free comics, and people came in for that, and yet I felt as a creator that I was given a really prime spot. And I had a tablecloth, I was offered water and beer and pop and hot dogs. So it was great. Evil Squirrel is just one of those places that I've only been there a few times, and every time I go there, I feel like I'm home.
Juan.
Juan, I follow that.
Giggle!
Yeah, Giggle's the clown. Well, I never met Sparky Bobby, and...
But he was DanCon.
Well, you're right, and
they
I just...
two totally different sizes.
I know.
It was a great time. I mean, the store itself, it's not, you know, again, yeah, it's not huge, but,
It was packed all day.
Yeah, it was.
Of course, yeah, that thing was packed. And, the weather was horrible, and it was packed, and, you want to talk about the store, I don't know, man. You can cut this part out.
Oh, but how little you know of Decapitated Dan.
I'll even go to say, you know, this was actually my first free comic book day where I went to a store. And
really?
Yes, it was. And I had the honor of, honestly, Sparky asking me to help find creators. There wasn't a single time that we didn't have a creator in the store signing. We had a nice rotating cast throughout the day. Juan and Raph were our full day guests at the show. And people were happy. I mean, it's free comic book day. People are happy, but Sparky and Brian go out of their way to make it that much better for everyone to have a great day. They had, like we said, the store wasn't big, but we had like a clothesline going from one side to the other, and they like clothespinned all the books that were free.
Oh, I love that.
For people to go,
that was cool.
I want that one, and I want that one, and I want that, because they didn't have the space to display everything. And Ethan was nice enough to stand there all day and hand you what you wanted. And that was above and beyond. And like I talked about when we spoke with Sparky, it was $1 for a pound of comics.
That was awesome.
How many comics are a pound? Do we know this?
A lot?
Yeah. I mean, I walked away with 14 pounds of comics.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
14 pounds. That's bigger than a newborn baby, folks. highlights from the day. What was your highlights?
The highlights for me were, oh gosh, first of all, getting to see and meet my fellow creators. That was very cool. Brian Crowley, Ryan Brown, Alejandro Rosado, who else was there?
Seamus Burke.
I mean,
P.I. Jane crew.
The P.I. Jane crew of Lauren, Greg, and Tony.
We had Randy Field,
yes. Great, great, great people. Secondly, we had a lot of costume characters.
Yep.
We had Kitty Zombie,
yeah,
who is always a good time. Firestar was there. We had Jubilee was there.
Yeah.
We had a lovely little Supergirl, and of course everyone's favorite, Phoenix.
You always ask him in the car. But thank you, Raph. I love you.
And the third part really was just seeing all the people who showed up. You know, we said it was a small store and it was packed with people. That place would have been packed if the store were twice the size.
Yeah.
People were just coming in droves.
Yeah.
And that was very, very cool. Those were the highlights for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, the kids, I was surprised at how many kids came out. And I was really, you know, I was watching, I forgot his name, but Sofa Kingdom, the artist, when he had all those kids surrounding him, and they were just so happy to watch him draw and watch him just create, you know, whatever it was that they were requesting. Those were highlights. Those kids came to me, and
they were like, "Why will you draw me something?" And you're like, "No,
absolutely not.
Have a folder. Get out of here."
No, but you know that really was because, yeah, the store is small, but the circulation was good, and everybody was having a good time. It didn't matter if you were just a little kid or, you know, some old adult. You know, I had a person in the wheelchair who was gay trying to hit on me, and I thought that was cool. It was a great day overall. I was really surprised, you know, Free Comic Book Day today.
I just want to add, it was the other great thing. There was something for everyone there. Yeah. If you were a kid, totally. There were creators and comics for you. If you were an adult, there were creators and comics for you. If you were a stone-cold geekhead, there was someone and something for you. And that's probably the thing that really excited me. And that I owe great, great thanks to you, DCAP, for amassing a real mix of creators.
Yeah, but you guys keep saying I did stuff.
You did. You got the creators to show up. That was a big
deal. Get it along. Yeah.
and the coloring pages, your idea of having coloring pages for the kids.
Oh, my God. The kids
phenomenal.
Hold on. Now, that's a two-part thing, because that idea came up when I interviewed Juan last time.
So it was Juan's idea.
Post-interview, we were talking about what we could do to give away for free comic book day. So what we came up with was that everyone would do a coloring page, and Juan had these folders that had Who the Hex on them, and he had, how many pages do you have? Nine pages in there, so he would hand that up first, and then we'd be like, because the coloring page table is right behind us, we'd be like, make sure to grab all the coloring pages and add them to your folder. And then the kids also had a folder, put all their free comics in.
Yeah.
And it was a hit. It was a hit.
It really was.
I've got to say this about Juan. Juan was probably the most prepared creator there. He had folders with little activity sheets in them. He had stickers. He had a Who the Hex mini comic. And anyone who doesn't know what Who the Hex is, you are missing out on a really, really,
yes,
really great,
yep,
great property.
Well, thank
number
you.
Number one fan right here.
Awesome.
Well, that prompts us to say it again. How do we find out about Who the Hex?
Go to whothehex.com, and anybody who did receive a Who the Hex coloring book or sheets, send me your colored images. I'll post them up on a Who the Hex fan art page.
Woo!
So whothehex.com.
And all the people who grab the Lulu Cthulhus, please make sure to enter the contest, because
yeah,
she is going to feature your page as the actual webcomic for that week.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. It was a pleasure meeting her as well. I was really looking forward to meeting her.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You know, not to single anybody out, but who was your favorite new person that you met that you didn't know?
Lulu was one, and Alex.
Alex?
Yeah, it was really... and that's because I think, you know, at least with Alex, you know, he's doing something similar, at least in the age range that I'm doing. And so it's... He actually reminds
appreciate
me of like
him.
Art Baltazar in some way, but so I really wanted to meet him, and I really wanted to meet Lulu, because I just need to know how to pronounce that name. Lulu Cthulhu, I think it was.
Cthulhu. It rhymes. Come on.
Yeah. No, it's cool, and I look forward to them posting their next web pages. I want to follow up with that, and I. These are good people. I want to meet them and, you know, or not meet them, but get to know them more.
It's a good way to network. Rass, anyone you met that you didn't know?
The only person that I met that I didn't know previously was Alex Alejandro Rosado, who does Sofa Kingdom, which is the book that Juan was just talking about. So that was very cool. And in terms of creators, in terms of costume people, it would be Firestar.
Kiki.
I love Kiki.
Yeah. Kiki, whose name I'm not going to be able to pronounce, even though it's really, really simple. And I apologize, Kiki.
Dashini?
I know it starts with a V.
Yeah, this.
That's her first name.
Kiki or something?
We're going to... all the listeners, we're going to figure this out, and then DCAP is just going to splice that last name in.
We'll steal something from the comic-related... related recap roadshow, which is live with no edits, folks.
Nice.
Live with no edits.
Awesome.
The only way to go.
I just told you not too long ago to cut that out.
I honestly think that there couldn't have been a better Free Comic Book Day. We honestly had so much
That was so perfect.
Yeah. I've got to give a special shout out to a lovely young woman named Naki, who dresses Jubilee.
Yes.
She was so warm and welcoming everyone who walked into that store.
Yeah.
She said, hi, welcome, come on in. Happy Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, that was great.
She went outside to the kids that were at the school, and she was handing out free comic books and stuff and trying to get them in the shop, and she did a lot.
Special, special shout out to her.
Yeah,
she rocked.
She was awesome.
I honestly think that everyone who was there went the extra mile to do something to put money in the pockets of Sean and Brian to help the store flourish as well.
And we should take this opportunity to say that as hopefully most, if not all of your listeners know, Evil Squirrel Comics was having some financial issues, and there's a video going around that Sparky Bobby King made on YouTube. And so many people just really came out to support the store, and everyone should continue to do that. They're not out of the woods yet. They did they had a great day today, but they really need your love and your support and your money.
Yeah. So if you are in Chicago, on the north side, if you're on the south side, drive your ass up to the north side.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they are paid by the pound, people.
They will make you feel like family when you walk in there.
They might not have beer left.
No.
But oh, let's give a big shout out to our best bud, Big D.
Big D, that's a...
How can you not love the Big D? Big D showed up, and my favorite thing was he brought that bag of treats for Kitty.
Oh, yeah, my Hello Kitty, the ring pop.
You got a ring pop?
Yeah, Hello Kitty ring pop.
He walked up and he had the Coke for Kitty, and he had, not Coke is in cocaine, because Coke's cocaine.
Kitty's obviously not do that.
But no, he had the Coke, he had the Swedish fish, which Kitty will eat off the ground,
oh
folks.
Oh my gosh, yes, I have it on video. I have it on video, being on the floor, picking up, putting it in his mouth.
You're good.
I think you need to get over this one.
Sorry, folks, we're doing a little traffic thing.
Hey, live with no edits.
Indiana?
Oh, gosh. I honestly...
Yeah, thanks, Big P. I'm going to drop your book off to John.
Yeah, because we are now on our way to the Awesome Horribles.
Yeah.
Woo! The Monster Store.
The Monster Store.
Your one-stop shop.
Oh,
I like that.
The cheese factor ends there. So, no, I want to personally say thank you to Rant and Juan for being a part of the day.
Woo!
For making my day that much better. Thank you, Juan, for driving up there.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. So thanks for setting it up again, man. It was a great time.
And, of course, I have to give the big thanks to my amazing wife, Amy.
Yay! Woo!
Stop it!
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay,
she made the day exciting.
So funny.
Who goes out of her way to dress up to make people smile all the time.
Yes.
Thank you.
So thank you, guys. And, yeah, free comic book day.
Do it again.
Woo!